This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, brothers and sisters. Your marriage is in trouble if, number two, the treatment that you receive at home is completely the opposite of the treatment you give to others outside the home. So we're talking about this double standard with respect to how you treat your family to those outside the house. Now, this is important because all we need to do is discuss one hadith of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he says, "Khayrukum khayrukum li ahli," and in another riwayah or narration, "Khiyarukum khiyarukum li ahli." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam once told his companions that the best of you are those who are the best to their family. And then he continues and he says to them, "Wa ana khayrukum li ahli," and I, meaning me, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I am the best to my family. What does that mean? Now, this is a hadith I think a lot of people have not done a very good job, at least in explaining the intent behind this hadith and how it's relevant to you and I in this day and age, considering the complexity of the problems that are happening in relationships today. Here's the Prophet ﷺ, he's saying to his companions, "I'm the best to my family, and I treat them better than I treat all of you." Now, to put that into perspective, honestly speaking, this is the Prophet ﷺ saying to his companions, "You Abu Bakr, you Umar ibn al-Khattab, you Mus'ab ibn Umair, you so-and-so, all of you companions, I treat you well, but you guys don't get the treatment that I give my family. They get the best of me. So you get good treatment, but my family gets the best." Now just think about it. Think about how that image looks and think about reality today. Here are some of the problems with how we treat our families. You'll find that a husband, he'll have his wife waiting in the car in the middle of the winter time because he wants to go and ask a question to the sheikh. So he has her sitting there with no heat, nothing, and all the kids are screaming and crying. It's late at night, and he says to her, no, you just wait, because I need to talk to Sheikh so-and-so. I need to go out with my buddies. I'm going to come home later." After Isha, he sits in the masjid for 2-3 hours, and what are they doing? They're just talking about nothing. He comes home, she asks him, "Look, you were late. I want to spend some time with you. The kids were asking for you." And he says, no, I was at the masjid, leave me alone." That's not the Islamic treatment. That's not the proper etiquette, especially with your wife. And sometimes it's reversed, where the wife will say, "Look, I want to be with my friends. I want to go out and do my thing. I want to have my time alone." And if she's having a bad day and she unloads her stress and her problems to him, then we all know what happens. It turns into a huge fight. All of this could be avoided with one principle. Change your attitude with respect to your family. These are the people you wake up with, you go to sleep with, you eat with, you spend the most time with these individuals. And the Prophet ﷺ had to emphasize this principle to his companions, because quite honestly, the most difficult people at the same time for you to get along with is going to be your family. If you can get along with your family, by default, Allah Azza wa Jal will give you the strength to get along with everyone outside of your home. It's just natural. It's impossible that it won't work. So, here's what you need to do. You need to stop for a moment and really think about what your attitude is at home. So regardless of whatever stress you deal with outside of your home, what are you bringing back inside your home? So you could have a rough day at work, but when you see your husband or you see your wife and you see your children, are you going to unload all of that stress and all of those problems to them? What did they do? They don't deserve to be treated that way. This is your family at the end of the day. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us, the husbands and the wives, the responsibility to look after our family and give them their rights and to be gentle with them. That's your responsibility. There is a statement of Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu, where his wife described him as a lion outside the house, but he was like a gentle kitten inside the home. So he knew how to separate those two attitudes or personalities about him. He needed to be strong, he needed to be the breadwinner, he needed to be the protector when he was outside his home. But when he came home, he needed to be gentle, calm, relaxed, patient, control his anger when he was dealing with his family. That's the kind of example that we need. Now, I admit this is not easy, because at the end of the day, stress is real. Problems are real, and things can get to us. This is where you need to develop some sense of control and to really understand how you can separate the two and not unload your stress to your family. They don't deserve that. If this is happening to you right now, every single day, all the time, then realize that this is a sign that your marriage is definitely in trouble and it needs to be addressed. You need to go and seek help, find a counselor, an imam, even professional help in some extreme cases, and inshallah ta'ala, have this addressed as soon as possible. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless you all and make your marriages easy. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.